If you've been driving around the east side of Milwaukee, you may have noticed a new cafe near Farwell and North. New restaurants crop up all the time, so what's the big deal? At this one, you can play with or even adopt a cat. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the cafe is part of a new approach to connecting people with animals who need a home.
The tiny cafe known as Sip and Purr is tucked away on East Ivanhoe Place. As I approached, the first thing that caught my eye was the slogan on the window, "Eat, drink, pet cats." What more could you want? The place consists of two rooms. On the right, an area where people can buy food and drinks. On the left, a glass-enclosed cat lounge filled with cat beds, couches, and cubby holes, places for the felines to hide.
Hey, Sam.
And of course, there are cats, about 20, most of them adults. This afternoon, they're sleepy, just waking up from a nap, so there's not much meowing going on. But the felines are hungry. A worker reaches into a bag of treats and sprinkles them onto the floor. The cats scramble for them. Raven Griffin just bought a cup of coffee at Sip and Purr. She also paid $8 to spend an hour in the cat lounge, looking at and petting the felines.
I'm really not a cat person, but this place, it melts my heart. It's just so, you know, all the cats are so adorable.
Some customers just watch the cats through the window. Others stop at the cafe to adopt one or two. Today, a couple from Brown Deer visits to take home kittens named Jack and Diane. They're black and white and 3 months old. The kitties are wrapped in baby blankets as they're carried into the cat lounge to meet their new owners.
Congratulations. It's a boy.
And you're going to be so well taken care of at home. I have everything all set up.
Mary Davidson greets her newest family members while her husband, Carl Nennig, holds Jack. He says the kittens will help fill a void in the household.
We had a cat, Cleo, for 19 years, and she passed away about 2 months ago. And my wife really enjoys cats, and she wanted to adopt a male and a female kitten. So this all kind of fits in place with what she wanted to do with Cleo's replacements. So here we are.
Sip and Purr owner Katie McHugh says she got the idea to open a cat cafe when she visited one in Amsterdam nearly 2 years ago. She says it's a great way to connect owners with cats in need of a home.
It's a less stressful environment. They can come and go as they please. They can sleep all day. They can sit on someone's lap all day if they want. So it really does help make the perfect match.
McHugh says she partners with Lakeland Animal Shelter in Delavan. All the cats at Sip and Purr come from there. She says nearly 150 have been adopted from the cafe since it opened in June, and business picked up considerably during the holidays. McHugh adds that cat cafes have been catching on in the U.S. since they first popped up a few years ago. Now there are more than 100.
Pretty much every major U.S. city has or is getting a cat cafe. The first cat cafe opened up in the United States in 2014 in Oakland, California, and they're opening up everywhere now.
Sip and Purr is among a handful of cat cafes in Wisconsin. McHugh says it's been a hit on Milwaukee's east side, and people have asked if she might open another one. She says she's still adjusting to owning a new business, but left open the possibility of future endeavors. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.